Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm going to have my A-levels this year, so life is pretty stressful for me at the moment. When confronted with stress, all I want to do is to get rid of my anxieties. So I often turn to snacks to cope. You see, food is familiar, and it's a comforting option in uncomfortable situations. I'm now trying to break this unhealthy habit. I leave notes and positive reminders everywhere. They are supposed to encourage me to avoid snacks when I'm tired and stressed out.
Speaker B.
Being a teenage girl, I'm often down in the dumps. When I'm feeling down, usually for no reason, I often have a snack. Life doesn't seem so bad to me after a packet of crisps, you know. Snacks help me distract myself. I know it's bad as it means I use food as an outlet for my feelings. I should learn to separate them from hunger. Otherwise, I'll end up having weight problems. I think I should start a journal to keep track of my feelings and use that to work through them.
Speaker C. Once, I had to spend about a month at home because of a health problem. I remember having nothing interesting to do. I ended up watching TV sitcoms and eating crisps all day long. I know I could have chosen a healthier option, but I ate just crisps. When my doctor finally let me go back to school, my clothes didn't fit me anymore. I should have given my brain something else to focus on instead of occupying myself with endless films and unhealthy snacks. Speaker D.
My parents say that I remind them of our dog, Jimmy, at times. You see, he gets a treat every time he behaves well. It's the same with me. When I finish an important school project or get an excellent mark for an exam, I want to have some crisps or any crunching snack. Of course, my parents are just joking when they compare me with our dog, but to be perfectly frank, I know they are worried that indulging myself with a snack as a treat can lead to poor eating habits.
Speaker E.
I don't think that all snacks are unhealthy. We choose unhealthy foods like crisps only because they're often simpler and more convenient than more nutritious options. The best thing will be to improve your snack habits by making it easier to eat better. You can always choose fresh vegetable sticks, apples or berries, over a packet of crisps. You can also have some peanut butter, Greek yogurt, cheese cubes or nuts, like almonds, walnuts, or cashews.
Speaker F.
I know many people think having a snack during the day is an unhealthy habit. However, when done mindfully, snacking can provide you with lots of benefits. It can be the boost you need to power through that work project, or the bite that stops you from giving in to more unhealthy cravings. Snacking has been shown to have positive health benefits, It can provide your body with necessary vitamins and minerals, as well as reduce your body cholesterol levels.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I'm going to have my A-levels this year, so life is pretty stressful for me at the moment. When confronted with stress, all I want to do is to get rid of my anxieties. So I often turn to snacks to cope. You see, food is familiar, and it's a comforting option in uncomfortable situations. I'm now trying to break this unhealthy habit. I leave notes and positive reminders everywhere. They are supposed to encourage me to avoid snacks when I'm tired and stressed out.
Speaker B.
Being a teenage girl, I'm often down in the dumps. When I'm feeling down, usually for no reason, I often have a snack. Life doesn't seem so bad to me after a packet of crisps, you know. Snacks help me distract myself. I know it's bad, as it means I use food as an outlet for my feelings. I should learn to separate them from hunger. Otherwise, I'll end up having weight problems. I think I should start a journal to keep track of my feelings and use that to work through them.
Speaker C. Once, I had to spend about a month at home because of a health problem. I remember having nothing interesting to do. I ended up watching TV sitcoms and eating crisps all day long. I know I could have chosen a healthier option, but I ate just crisps. When my doctor finally let me go back to school, my clothes didn't fit me anymore. I should have given my brain something else to focus on instead of occupying myself with endless films and unhealthy snacks. Speaker D.
My parents say that I remind them of our dog, Jimmy, at times. You see, he gets a treat every time he behaves well. It's the same with me. When I finish an important school project or get an excellent mark for an exam, I want to have some crisps or any crunching snack. Of course, my parents are just joking when they compare me with our dog, but to be perfectly frank, I know they are worried that indulging myself with a snack as a treat can lead to poor eating habits.
Speaker E.
I don't think that all snacks are unhealthy. We choose unhealthy foods like crisps only because they're often simpler and more convenient than more nutritious options. The best thing will be to improve your snack habits by making it easier to eat better. You can always choose fresh vegetable sticks, apples or berries, over a packet of crisps. You can also have some peanut butter, Greek yogurt, cheese cubes or nuts like almonds, walnuts or cashews.
Speaker F.
I know many people think having a snack during the day is an unhealthy habit. However, when done mindfully, snacking can provide you with lots of benefits. It can be the boost you need to power through that work project, or the bite that stops you from giving in to more unhealthy cravings. Snacking has been shown to have positive health benefits. It can provide your body with necessary vitamins and minerals, as well as reduce your body cholesterol levels.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Jane. Long time no see. You look gorgeous. You've got a great tan. I bet you've just come back from a vacation.
Oh, hi, Peter. Yes, you're right. I've just come back from Italy. I was there with my parents. I spent 2 wonderful weeks there.
Oh, how lucky you are. I've never been to Italy. Did you stay in one place? Or did you travel around the country?
We traveled from city to city because my parents wanted to see as much as possible. We had a great time, but there was so much to see and do that by the end of our trip, we were exhausted.
What place did you like most of all?
No doubt it was Pompeii. Pompeii is the city that disappeared when the local volcano, Mount Vesuvius, erupted in AD 79.
Why would someone decide to build a city near a volcano?
Well, Peter, at the time, people thought the volcano was a mountain, and so no one was worried about living next to it. They didn't realize their mistake until it exploded and volcanic ash started falling on top of the city. By then, it was too late. Soon, a thick layer of ash covered the houses and the people inside them.
How awful! Many people must have died in the disaster.
Well, in 1748, the buried city was found. Since then, archaeologists have uncovered about 2/3 of the city. We got the train to Pompeii from the station here in Naples. It only took us half an hour.
I bet a tour to Pompeii costs a fortune.
Not really. The tickets were really cheap. Only €1.80 for a single. We joined a tour group when we arrived at the entrance.
Look, Jane, how about the language barrier? You don't speak Italian, do you?
Unfortunately, I don't speak Italian, though I've always wanted to learn this beautiful language. Luckily, our guide spoke good English.
When you travel to an interesting place, much depends on your guide. Was yours good?
She was fantastic. She showed us lots of things that weren't in the guidebook, which was really good.
What did you see in Pompeii?
I saw the amphitheater, the baths, the forum, and some of the most important houses.
What did you like best about your visit?
Well, I really managed to get an insight into Roman life nearly 2,000 years ago. You know, I want to be a historian, so that was important for me.
I see. Thank you, Jane. You've made me want to go to Italy, too. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi, Jane. Long time no see. You look gorgeous. You've got a great tan. I bet you've just come back from a vacation.
Oh, hi, Peter. Yes, you're right. I've just come back from Italy. I was there with my parents. I spent 2 wonderful weeks there.
Oh, how lucky you are. I've never been to Italy. Did you stay in one place? Or did you travel around the country?
We traveled from city to city because my parents wanted to see as much as possible. We had a great time, but there was so much to see and do that by the end of our trip, we were exhausted.
What place did you like most of all?
No doubt it was Pompeii. Pompeii is the city that disappeared when the local volcano, Mount Vesuvius, erupted in AD 79.
Why would someone decide to build a city near a volcano?
Well, Peter, at the time, people thought the volcano was a mountain, and so no one was worried about living next to it. They didn't realize their mistake until it exploded and volcanic ash started falling on top of the city. By then, it was too late. Soon, a thick layer of ash covered the houses and the people inside them.
How awful! Many people must have died in the disaster.
Well, in 1748, the buried city was found. Since then, archaeologists have uncovered about two-thirds of the city. We got the train to Pompeii from the station here in Naples. It only took us half an hour.
I bet a tour to Pompeii costs a fortune.
Not really. The tickets were really cheap. Only 1 euro 80 pence for a single. We joined a tour group when we arrived at the entrance.
Look, Jane, how about the language barrier? You don't speak Italian, do you?
Unfortunately, I don't speak Italian, though I've always wanted to learn this beautiful language. Luckily, our guide spoke good English.
When you travel to an interesting place, much depends on your guide. Was yours good?
She was fantastic. She showed us lots of things that weren't in the guidebook, which was really good.
What did you see in Pompeii?
I saw the amphitheater, the baths, the forum, and some of the most important houses.
What did you like best about your visit?
Well, I really managed to get an insight into Roman life nearly 2,000 years ago. You know, I want to be a historian, so that was important for me.
I see. Thank you, Jane. You've made me want to go to Italy, too.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Ava James, a world-famous singer, songwriter, and pianist. A classically trained pianist, Ava started composing songs when she was 12 and signed her first contract when she was only 15 years old. Good afternoon, Ava.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
When you entered the music industry, you were only a teen. Was it hard for you?
When I first started in the world of music, it was such a shock for me. It was a totally different world. In a lot of ways, I started to think that I had to be perfect, look perfect, sound perfect, and say perfect phrases. The entertainment industry is particularly judgmental.
How did you cope with that?
Well, at some point, I just realized that there is a lot of judgment in the world. We judge each other at school. We judge each other at work. We compete. Now we've got social media, and we have to look at everybody judging us, telling us what they think about us and what they don't like about us. You just grow up and realize that everybody's opinion doesn't matter. You just start to care less.
You've just released your new album. What is it about?
In fact, my new album is partly about what we've just discussed. It's about breaking out of people's opinions of you and redefining whoever you are and who you want to be. It's about life as it truly is, not as how we're made to think that it should be. It's about imperfection, the reality of who we are as people, and celebrating that truth.
How did you start writing songs?
When I was young, I wrote things down just to get them out of my head, almost to make space, because I haven't always been so good at communicating one-to-one. So I'd always have to write it down first and kind of understand it and then be able to talk about it. I needed to get it out of myself, out of my mind, out of my heart, out of my way to understand it. I guess that started the ball rolling.
Does it mean that most of your songs are very personal?
Of course. A lot of my songs are about the things that I personally have wanted to talk about and get off my own chest. I'm not afraid to be emotional. In fact, I believe that strong people are the ones who are in touch with their emotions and their feelings. Such people can just cry at the drop of a dime because they relate so much to someone else's pain. I think you rob yourself of life and rob yourself of your own experience when you don't let yourself feel whatever it is that you feel.
How does it feel to be a woman in the entertainment industry today?
I speak to a lot of businesswomen, and I find that they do feel very held back. It seems to me that there's some fear about allowing us as women to rise, to go to the next level. And obviously, there are still so many issues with equal pay scales and equality. And I find that pretty crazy, because obviously, the more diversity there is, the stronger the business. But unfortunately, a lot of people are very archaic in their thinking. So I think that there is still that challenge. You still have to work extra hard, harder than a man would. You still have to prove yourself more. It's very frustrating, but I also do know that this is the time of the woman. And if you don't know it, you'd better start to get it, because otherwise, you're going to get left behind. So, I do definitely see an improvement in the world in that sense.
Thank you very much, Ava. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Ava James, a world-famous singer, songwriter, and pianist. A classically trained pianist, Ava started composing songs when she was 12 and signed her first contract when she was only 15 years old. Good afternoon, Ava.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
When you entered the music industry, you were only a teen. Was it hard for you?
When I first started in the world of music, it was such a shock for me. It was a totally different world. In a lot of ways, I started to think that I had to be perfect, look perfect, sound perfect, and say perfect phrases. The entertainment industry is particularly judgmental.
How did you cope with that?
Well, at some point, I just realized that there is a lot of judgment in the world. We judge each other at school. We judge each other at work. We compete. Now we've got social media, and we have to look at everybody judging us, telling us what they think about us and what they don't like about us. You just grow up and realize that everybody's opinion doesn't matter. You just start to care less.
You've just released your new album. What is it about?
In fact, my new album is partly about what we've just discussed. It's about breaking out of people's opinions of you and redefining whoever you are and who you want to be. It's about life as it truly is, not as how we're made to think that it should be. It's about imperfection, the reality of who we are as people, and celebrating that truth.
How did you start writing songs?
When I was young, I wrote things down just to get them out of my head, almost to make space, because I haven't always been so good at communicating one-to-one. So I'd always have to write it down first and kind of understand it and then be able to talk about it. I needed to get it out of myself, out of my mind, out of my heart, out of my way to understand it. I guess that started the ball rolling.
Does it mean that most of your songs are very personal?
Of course. A lot of my songs are about the things that I personally have wanted to talk about and get off my own chest. I'm not afraid to be emotional. In fact, I believe that strong people are the ones who are in touch with their emotions and their feelings. Such people can just cry at the drop of a dime because they relate so much to someone else's pain. I think you rob yourself of life and rob yourself of your own experience when you don't let yourself feel whatever it is that you feel.
How does it feel to be a woman in the entertainment industry today?
I speak to a lot of businesswomen, and I find that they do feel very held back. It seems to me that there's some fear about allowing us as women to rise, to go to the next level. And obviously, there are still so many issues with equal pay scales and equality. And I find that pretty crazy, because obviously, the more diversity there is, the stronger the business. But unfortunately, a lot of people are very archaic in their thinking. So I think that there is still that challenge. You still have to work extra hard, harder than a man would. You still have to prove yourself more. It's very frustrating, but I also do know that this is the time of the woman. And if you don't know it, you'd better start to get it, because otherwise, you're going to get left behind. So, I do definitely see an improvement in the world in that sense.
Thank you very much, Ava. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.